Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today the Lord has made, and an opportunity for us to do what we can to glorify the Lord. Also, if you don't have to be a Christian, that'd be nice. Whatever faith you are, welcome to the program. I hope you had a beautiful, beautiful weekend. It was amazing to see. There were people, despite Jay Inslee's orders and his diktats, they were out in respecting the troops. Graveyards, respecting the troops, putting flags out. The Boy Scouts were banned from doing this because of, well, control. It has nothing to do with the virus. Absolutely nothing. No Boy Scouts are catching the virus outside. Kids are not at risk for the disease, the virus. They're just not. But that was blocked. But people did it anyway. Also, all around the state, people said to Jay Inslee, stop it! You're not gonna keep us from celebrating Memorial Day.
The state of Washington is not reopening.
Bill Nye, the science guy, here on how we can slow the spread of COVID-19. It's elementary.
The key point to understand is that by wearing a mask, we're protecting others from COVID-19. Your mask protects me. My mask protects you.
Right, from a virus with a 0.2% fatality rate. Although, a group of pharmacists at the UW say it's 3% again. UW is not to be trusted in this. Their model, I'll read a review of their model again. Another one just shows it's just complete junk. So Leavenworth was open for business. Did you see the pictures or did you go? It was glorious. People walking through the streets. There were restaurants open, cafes open. And everybody knows this. But because they're not named, Sideshow Bob hasn't gone out snaking around to try to use bullying tactics to shut them down. Moses Lake was open for business. I saw the beaches were packed with people at Moses Lake. And they're perfectly safe out in the sun where the virus has about a 90-second lifespan, getting vitamin D, which has been shown in clinical trials now in the UK to be a defense mechanism against the disease building up in your body. Are you gaining viral load? In other words, you may come in contact with it, but your body's able to kill it. That happened. And it wasn't just there. In fact, producer Alex went to Lake Chelan. He noted that cafes were open and they were taking different steps. Some of them said, hey, sit on our cafe, you know, our deck. Others to go food, etc. But they weren't having it. And this is exactly what's going to need to happen in order for you to take your freedom back, because it is absolutely critical that we take our freedom back. Yeah, because JNC is not going to give it back. In fact, if you notice something that is so, what's so disturbing about what's gone on is technocrats are running everything now. And I'm going to get into this detail this week. Facebook has ceded content control to a group of little tyrants. And they say, these little tyrants say in a promotional video, and I'll get this to you this week, they say that your free speech ends where your speech affects someone else's human rights. Your speech cannot affect someone else's human rights. There is no human right to shove someone else's words down their mouth. This is what the little tyrants who are running Facebook's content platform think. That you can say something that should be censored because it might hurt someone else's feelings. That's legitimately what they think. They're running that platform. The WHO, not the band, that would be great, well, maybe, but the UN, the WHO, they run YouTube. So if you say something that the WHO disagrees with, it's stricken, even though the WHO disagrees with itself. And sometimes the WHO disagrees with the CDC. Do you think that technocrats are going to give this power back? Do you think that unelected people who snake around in the wilderness, in the darkness of political worlds, do you think they're going to give this power back? You think that the COVID-19 snitch app on your phones, right? You think that they're going to say, okay, this is over, we don't need that? You think other law enforcement agencies wouldn't like to say, I don't know, was anyone else in the vicinity of that? Do you think that they might not like to use that to issue speeding tickets and parking tickets, etc.? Do you think that they might not like to say, wow, it looks like you were doing more business than you said you were? So the technocrats aren't going to want to give this power back, and Jay Inslee worships the technocrats. Jay Inslee is part of the, he's part of the uniculture we're fighting. He's a statist. Now, Jay Inslee's not a smart man, so it's easy for him to be a statist, so he worships scientism. So he has scientists who tell him that there's no such thing as boys or girls, so Jay Inslee shoves that down your throat in the sex ed bill. By the way, you have until the end of this week to shove that bill back down Jay Inslee's throat. That's now a law. Your kids and kids in Washington State will be told that there's no such thing as biological sex. They will be taught that. Just imagine, this is what they're going to be taught. A little baby is born. Doctor looks at a little baby with a penis and testicles and says, well, I don't know what sex this baby is. I guess girl. And assigns it girl at birth. Or boy. It's just a coin toss. They don't know until the kid goes to school and a kindergarten teacher says, let's explore your gender. Let's decide what you are. Oh, you were born with testicle and penis, but you're a girl? Okay, let's have those things cut off. You don't need them. We'll get you on some hormones and surgery. And Children's Hospital or Marriage Bridge will say, yeah, cool, we'll do that. And now in the state of Washington, 13-year-old kids can do it without your permission. That's going to be taught unless you stop it. And by the way, that same infant that's born, because Jay Inslee is a statist, part of the uniculture, he worships scientism, that same little baby is thought to be a sexual being. That little infant. That is what comprehensive sex education teaches. Babies are sexual beings. Okay? Please go to informparentsofwashington.com and find a place near you. There's hundreds of locations, hundreds. They're not just in parking lots. They're in stores, etc., where you can sign the referendum to put that sex ed bill back on the ballot so we can shove it straight down Jay Inslee's nose on the ballot box, in the ballot. Please, please do that. Now, that brings me to the topic of today. Over this weekend, I tracked the media behavior on Jay Inslee's $200 million thievery that occurred in Washington State. This is the direct result of Jay Inslee's arrogance and ignorance. Here's the arrogance part. According to people I've spoken with in IT, people I've spoken with who worked in state IT, Jay Inslee's administration swept out very simple verification acts that would have prevented this theft, swept them out for ease of use in applying for unemployment claims. Other people I've talked to mirror what the Seattle Times in a terrific report. This here, folks, this is why we need the Times. An incredible report. In fact, I'm very proud that my tweet about this report made it on the Legal Insurrection and blew up. And I think Legal Insurrection learned about this piece from my tweet because Professor Jacobson follows me and I follow him. They point out that legitimately easy to get commercial software would have stopped this abuse. Jay Inslee was paying the scammers money for 6 weeks before they ever took a step to verify this. Commercial grade software would have spotted the scam email accounts like Yacht Mail that would have been flagged. Nothing would have been paid until that was verified. Commercial grade software would have noticed, well, that's interesting. A whole bunch of these claims are going to the same bank account. Is there a family of 20,000 people that's unemployed? It would have spotted that. It would have flagged it. It would have stopped it. Double verification, for instance, calling you or texting you, would have flagged this. And how about the step of checking with the employer? Is this person actually unemployed? They didn't do that, not for 6 weeks. The Times reported on that on Sunday, top of the fold online. However, over the weekend, the behavior of the media on this was sad. Brandi Crews did a great job writing. Get to this on Q13. Cairo 7 ran a report. But if you follow me on social media, you saw that I examined the homepages of Como, King, Cairo, Seattle Times, KUOW. Okay? Most of those sites, this story was buried throughout the weekend. Most of them. And over the weekend, journalists got really upset at me. Some of them friends. A dear friend, a person that I would give a kidney to, wrote a note to me saying, please don't trash your colleagues. I haven't replied to that personally yet because I'm figuring out what I want to say. This is not about just the reporting on Jay Inslee's ridiculous lockdown, which the science now indicates is just insane. I'm going to get into that. For instance, Japan has beaten the virus and they didn't do anything special. And this goes right to the work of a whole bunch of epidemiologists and Stanford medical professors and Nobel laureates winning scientists who say lockdowns do not change the trajectory of this virus. They don't have any effect. Now, Jay Inslee keeps things locked down, which is purely political. We know that now. It's not even a question. So there were people then also journalists on Twitter, like arguing back at me, getting very upset. Brandi Cruz was one of those people. I thank Brandi for her piece. And she interviewed Jay Inslee, and he came off looking even less intelligent than normal. We'll get to that. And it's hard for Inslee to look less intelligent than normal because he's well known to be a man of low intelligence. That's just how he was reviewed by the staff in Washington, D.C. He was considered very low-grade intelligence. So I thank Brandi for that piece, and then she said, you know what, thank you, but you need to apologize to other journalists whose work you've trashed. Well, it's not so much the journalists. It's the companies that didn't promote the story of this theft. All weekend long, Times did it on the paper on Saturday, on the website on Sunday. They did. But other than that, it's been hidden. On Sunday, Q13 promoted both of Brandi's pieces, Brandi Cruz's pieces, right there. But it's still not being pushed the way this story should be pushed, in my opinion. There's so much to look into. So it's not just that. And this is what I wanted to communicate to the media through you. Here's why you've earned our skepticism and our distrust. And the media people, they can't see this. Legitimately, they cannot understand this because of the bubble they live in. So let me try to help. I mentioned the sex ed bill. And the fact that this perverse sex ed bill, if you want to fight, go to informedparentsofwashington.com. You only have this week to put this on the ballot, informedparentsofwashington.com. All you all in the media, all of you, 100% of newsrooms, every single newsroom, you lied to us about that. You lied. You never examined what comprehensive sex education means. Most of the newsrooms barely mentioned this. In fact, it was the single most controversial bill in Washington state this year. 11,000 calls to one, 11,000 against to one in favor, and the media didn't report it. This was so extraordinary that TVW had to run a mature content warning on TV when aspects of the bill were discussed. The Democrats vetoed amendments that would have outlawed using pornography in the classroom. Things like that. The media hid this from you. They hid it. That was a decision. My presumption on how that decision got made is pressure groups from the sexual left went to them and said, hey, listen, there are some sex acts described in here which are traditionally homosexual, traditionally used by gay people. No, not exclusionary, but they said this is going to be treated. Anti-gay bigots are going to hate this. That's what they pitched the newsrooms. And I know for a fact, because I've had two people from newsrooms tell me that story was spiked by news directors who happen themselves to be gay. Okay, we're not running it. Now, it has nothing to do with people being gay, why people don't want this in the schools. It's because it's perverse. Fifth and sixth grade kids do not need to be told that it's important that they get naked and rub up against each other in a bath. No one can convince me that anything other than something that would make a pedophile happy. And yet this is now the law. You hid that from us. You hid it. Okay? That earned our distrust. I have watched this media hide. And I had a conversation with a great listener this morning on direct message on Twitter. And this listener confirmed for me what I've known and learned about Children's Hospital in Marysbridge. They effectively groom kids into thinking they're a different gender. And then they put them down a path to hormones and surgery. They will be owned by Big Pharma for the rest of their lives. The media has refused to report on this. You, Washington State media, have hidden this from people. And you know it. It's the same pressure groups that told you to hide it. You lie when you hide this from people. And I know for a fact, because I've been told by people who work in newsrooms, we're not touching that. Okay? That's how you've earned our distrust. So I could point to the national scene. In fact, it applies locally. You guys locally participated in telling us that President Trump was a Russian mole, a Russian asset. You participated in that for 3.5 years, for at least 3 years. I had a reporter look me in the eye one day, face to face, inches from my face. I said, there's no proof that Donald Trump is a Russian asset. This reporter looked me in the eye and said, well, there will be soon. And then there wasn't. I never saw a story from that reporter saying, wow, we were wrong. I've never seen the media examine this. Ever. You earned our distrust. You earned our skepticism. The bias against conservatives and conservative opinions is palpable. You can't see it, but it is right there. So when we see things like Jay Inslee allowing, because of his arrogance and his ignorance, this scammer crew to steal from us a couple of $100 million, and we don't see it featured on every homepage, top of the fold, all weekend long, while Jay Inslee and Sideshow Bob just commit an act of cowardice hiding from you, well, we're suspicious. Because I wrote a blog piece and I stand by it. I question the motives of the Washington State media in reporting on Jay Inslee's lockdown. Now, not on his theft. The stories that have been run have been really great. The Seattle Times piece is a knockout punch. I'm not qualified to judge what's award-winning reporting, but it's detailed. It names names and instances and dates. It's gorgeous. It's an incredible report. It's why we need the Times to do more of this. But how about applying this skepticism to the shutdown itself? To the fact that 99.8% of people are not at serious risk from this. And yet the shutdown continues. How about this report that's on the NIH website, not yet peer-reviewed, fine, that indicates that asymptomatic people can't pass this on to others? How about that? How about Japan has had the same rate of infection and deaths as us, but they didn't lock their economy down? Or Sweden? How about that? How about a couple of very high-level scientists and epidemiologists saying, side-by-side analysis, the lockdown has changed nothing? How about that? How about the herd immunity that needs to be built up instead of waiting for the fake form in a vaccine that J&Z says now we need? How about applying some skepticism? You've refused. Every day I read studies that you won't air because you are backing Inslee's play in this. And by virtue of the fact that you don't tell people about these diverse sets of studies that show that the lockdown has been unnecessary. In fact, two studies, and I'll put a blog post together today on this. Two studies show that this is costing lives. Yakima has a 30% increase in suicides during the lockdown. At least that's got reported out of Yakima. Don't see it yet in the Seattle Times. Cairo 7, Como, King 5, all the water carriers for Jay Inslee. But the pieces you guys have done on the theft have been incredible. And Brandi Crews sat Jay Inslee down, they had a conversation. And Jay Inslee came off looking even less intelligent than he's been known to be. This is from Q13.
Politicians saying, oh, these are... You know, most of the people are over the age of 60 who lose their lives. So we just really shouldn't worry about that too much. I take extreme exception to that position. I believe that it is not consistent with any version of humanity. And as a 69-year-old, I believe 69-year-olds can be actually productive. Well, in any real assessment, if people are being realistic with themselves, they realize that's impossible. We're not going to take people once they reach age 65 and put them on a desert island alone, segregated.
So that man is lying. And Brandy calls him on this. A, no one has said it doesn't matter that older people get the disease. What we've said is, for people under age 70, this is less dangerous than the flu. Why don't you put all your effort on protecting the vulnerable instead of, Jay Inslee, shoving COVID-19 positive people back into long-term care centers? Where is that story? Mainstream media, where is it? So Brandy Cruz at least asked him about this, and she did a great job. Can't we protect the vulnerable and free up society? And Jay Inslee, by the way, you don't have any respect for life. Your wife is owned by Planned Parenthood, Jay. You have sold the Washington State schools to Planned Parenthood. You've sold them. It's Planned Parenthood that called this perverse, pornographic sex ed bill. They called it their law, their bill. Go to informparentsofwashington.com. Please find a place to sign that referendum. This continues.
It is forever from our society.
Well, no one's talking about a desert island.
That is not what I'm telling you is, no, we're not going to permanently tell people over the age of 60 or 65 that they're no longer part of our community.
Well, it's not permanent. I don't know that anybody's saying permanently.
Randy would like to have a discussion. I would like to finish my
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're not using hyperbole. We're talking about, is it possible to take reasonable measures to try to help protect that population?
My answer.
Sure, go ahead, sir.
Please. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, shut up,
Jay. I have something to say.
Punk move.
You may not agree with it. That may be possible.
Well, it's not about agreeing or disagreeing. It's just about making sure that we press you on every step and every decision you make. It's our job.
Here's the situation, Brandy. I don't know if you have older people in your life or not. But the alternative of trying to tell those people that they cannot socialize with you for the rest of their life is just not tenable.
That is a tin pot punk move by a weak man. When you start saying that everyone's saying put old folks on a desert island, you've already lost. Listen, media, that man knows he's lost. That's a man who knows the data is against his position. That's a man who knows the masks are garbage. That's a man who knows he's being political. That's as shrill as you can get, as defensive as you can get, trying to filibuster Brandy and she calls him on it. That man knows he's lying. Take that skepticism you displayed about the $200 million theft and apply it to this lockdown and maybe regain some of our trust. This is the Todd Herman Show. Todd Herman Show. Appreciate you. And over the weekend, man, I had a lot of chats with you guys over the weekend on social media. Really active weekend for me. And maybe that speaks poorly of me. I didn't put work away. But I'll tell you, we are at an unbelievably dangerous time. We really, really are. There are politicians who make obvious their quest for power. Jay Inslee wants power. Sideshow Bob Ferguson, I was talking to someone this weekend who knows him and knew him back in the day when he was considered sort of a conservative, like King County councilman in terms of, I mean, you know, it's difficult to be a conservative in King County at all. But what he told me about Sideshow Bob isn't ideological. This whole leftist thing with him, it's just what he needs to do to have power. So those people are obvious. But Nancy Pelosi may or may not be a leftist. We know that she's power crazed. But think of the problems with Washington, D.C. that elections don't solve. You don't need to look any further than Russia. Okay, we elected Donald Trump. This nation elected President Trump. And President Trump was to be the leader of the free world. What didn't that stop? Creepy little bureaucrats. Jimmy Comey and the gang. It didn't stop Susan Rice from leaving embeds behind. It didn't stop Jimmy Clapper from monkeying with and changing U.S. intelligence to make it look like Russia wanted Trump to win, when in fact they wanted Hillary to win. Okay, it didn't stop that. Creepy little bureaucrat, Jimmy Clapper. Jimmy Comey, creepy big bureaucrat. Big, tall, creepy bureaucrat. The hundreds, well, it was in fact 1,500 Obama staffers, former staffers who were still working in government, who attended a seminar put on by Obama administration lawyers, who taught these people, here's how you can refuse to do your job. Creepy little behind the scenes, snaky little ticks, basically ticks on the heads of the nation, sucking away at the blood. Left behind to refuse the orders of the President of the United States, to whom they report, because they're part of the bureaucracy. They report ultimately to President Donald John Trump, but they slow walk their directives. They undermine him at every turn. They have leaked phony information. They've taken a little seed of truth. There was a call with Ukraine and they lied about it, when in fact they never heard the call. They weren't anywhere near the call, but the press treated it as a whistleblower. Because in a fantastic twist of fate, the DOJ changed the definition of whistleblower to mean someone who heard something that might have happened because someone else saw it, maybe. Now, take that image of these bureaucrats and your knowledge of Russia and examine what we're being told today. We must have contact tracing, aggressive contact tracing, to ever return to normalcy. We're being told today the Washington State schools may not open in the fall. We're being told that today. You have had COVID snitch apps or snitchware pushed down to your phones for a virus that will not seriously sicken 99% of us, and from which 99.8% of us are unlikely to die. Snaky little behind-the-scenes bureaucrats, except it's worse. Okay, these are international bureaucrats. International bureaucrats have wanted their hands on you forever. The Kyoto Protocol was about taking our money and giving it to other nations. Why do I say that? Because one of the things that we pushed back on the Kyoto Protocol, this was a precursor to Al Gore. One of the things that the United States proposed is, hey, instead of shifting the money around, how about if we grow trees to dispel the carbon in the air, to absorb it? You know what the Kyoto Protocol people said? Okay, that's fine, but only in developing worlds. You can grow trees in Africa and other areas of the world, but the United States still needs to be taxed. They've wanted our hands on you forever. They wanted an income tax on the United States. The UN wanted to be able to directly tax you. Now, when I say the UN, people say, oh, wow, you're going way conspiracy. No, I'm not. It's just another layer of government. These are just facts. It's just another layer of government and snaky, unelected people. Look what happened to the EU. Is that a conspiracy? It started as a monetary exchange, a way for monies to be exchanged. That's how it started. And then it finally got down to the ridiculous level of the EU telling people in Britain how hot their tea could be and how crisp their crisps could be. And those are real facts. The EU passed diktats saying tea could only be this hot. And you could only toast your toast this much. Legitimately. That's the unwritten part that the media hasn't covered of the pushback. Tea again. And now the EU is floundering and falling apart. Remember that lady who said to the Britons when they were there to announce they were leaving the EU, and she said, take that flag down, remove the flag. It was the flag of the British people. OK, these are just realities. Bureaucrats want power. So you hear Brian Stelter tell us that the media is acting in all forms of good faith, the same media that is echoing and parroting and amplifying and being transcriptionists for these snaky little technocratic statists.
With 1,000 names of COVID-19 victims, some sleuths on the internet found that one of the 1,000 names died of a homicide, not of COVID-19. And then all these trolls on Twitter tried to act like the entire thing was discredited, that it was all fake news. Now, of course, shame on them for trying to.
Okay, so the kernel of this is, yes, there was a name on there that died from a homicide. See, Brian Stelter got that. That's one mistake. Washington State is counting multiple homicide victims as COVID-19 cases and multiple car crashes. And you take that, you see, this is the earned skepticism. We know that there are communities that have triple counted COVID deaths. We know that New York State was assuming people died from COVID-19, even though they never been tested. We know that the state of Colorado lost a lawsuit where they had to change their COVID-19 deaths to by 23%, drop it by 23%. You have earned the skepticism and the technocrats who told them to overcount are the same technocrats who are telling us we can't return to normal until there's contact tracing. Jay Inslee's hired an army of 1,500 people to contact trace because the technocrats in the uniculture have told him to do this. But here's what the 14-year head of neuroradiology at Stanford University and a medical professor, Scott Atlas, this is what he told our program about contact tracing.
Once we're in a situation like we are now, it's not very useful. In fact, it's not just not useful, it makes no sense. Because once you have millions of people, particularly when there's 50% of people who are asymptomatic, the implementation of something like that is just simply, you know, fantasy. You have somebody walk in and they've already been around people who are, let's just say, on public transportation, and there's millions of people already with the infection. I'm not sure what the value of that is. In fact, we know it absolutely cannot be a prerequisite for opening for a variety of reasons.
And yet you have coronavirus stitchware on your phones. And yet Jay Inslee says this is key to opening. And yet one of the World Health Organization heads, I think the president of that so-called health organization, has said we can't reopen until this has been done around the nation. Technocrats, snakes who operate in the background to get the most incredible kind of power, the unelected kind. And over the weekend, I shared something on social media. Two people out in a rubber raft on Puget Sound wearing masks in the ocean wind, on the open ocean, in the sunlight, traveling at, what, 20 knots? No possibility of catching the corona out there, but they're wearing masks because it's Seattle. And here's what Dr. Atlas, 14-year head of neuroradiology at Stanford University and a medical professor there, said about masks.
And they have instilled fear into the people so that when we do reopen, we are going to see, and we already are seeing, totally irrational requirements for reopening. This idea that you go outside and you need a mask, I mean, I'm in Palo Alto, California here. I see people driving around in cars alone wearing a mask. Okay, I'm not making fun of them. It's a manifestation of the fear put onto the public by public officials who don't know what they're doing. And what we see here is people running outside on the track. I run here at Stanford University outside. I see people running alone, isolated from everyone else, wearing a mask. I mean, this is just totally out of control here. And if we keep going like this, the country is committing, frankly, national suicide here.
That man's not a bureaucrat. He isn't seeking power. He doesn't want to be a bureaucrat, or he could be. And I would quibble with him only on one thing. The so-called public officials, they damn well know what they're doing. They're creating woke masks and a sign of allegiance to scientism. To the uniculture, scientism, statism, and celebritism. That's the uniculture. Okay? You have scientists worshipped by people of low intelligence like Jay Inslee, who is a statist. And this is where we're ending up. Do you think they're going to give up this power? This is why we need the media to bring some skepticism to the table. Come back on the Todd Arm Show on AM 770 KTTH. Don't forget about the text line, 800-465-8770. Hey, thanks for listening to the Todd Herman Show. Appreciate it very much. This hour sort of turned into a theme about the uniculture and the media's role in amplifying the uniculture and being a transcriptionist for Jay Inslee and in not applying any skepticism to the shutdown. And it began by me sharing with you the fact, and it is indisputable. You can go look at any of the Western Washington news media. In fact, any of the Washington State news media, with the exception of one editorial that ran in the Spokesman Review, one. The media has lied to you about the sex ed bill. In fact, an editorialist in the Spokesman Review outright lied. He pretended there was no curricula. Okay, you have, what is today? Today is the 25th. We have until the end of this month to stop the sex ed bill. So let me tell you why this is so dangerous. And by the way, listen, a couple things. You can't opt your kids out. You can't opt your kids out of a school that has become hypersexualized. When boys have been taught in class by a male teacher while the girls have to sit there and listen how they can, quote, get girls excited, don't think that's not going to make it under the playground or out into the school cafeteria if it's high school. That happened in sixth grade. Can't opt them out of that. Secondly, Lori Dills, who works for Chris Rakedahl, who has a creepy obsession with sexualizing your kids in the schools, she says it should be taught in all classes, so there is no opt-out. And you can say, well, my kids are going to homeschool. Okay, that's good for you, and I encourage that. And by the way, you can't opt them out of the culture. Okay, this is going to be part of the culture. Here's three reasons why you need to go to informparentsofwashington.com this morning to find a location where you can sign the referendum to put this on the ballot. By the way, if you've signed the referendum, please get 10 of your friends to sign the referendum. Okay, we have only till the end of this month to push this on the ballot. Three reasons. Number one, in the sex ed curricula, kids are told it's okay to lie to your parents when it comes to the topic of screwing people. Okay, I'm sorry to be blunt. Kids are told it's okay to lie to your parents if you want to go hump. That's what they're told. Particularly if your parents are religious or conservative, they just won't get it. Here's some ways you can lie to your parents. Okay, you can go to Planned Parenthood. They'll give you rubbers and pills. And if you're 13, they'll give you cross-sex hormones against your parents' knowledge or wishes, but they'll force your parents to pay for it. These are realities. That's one reason. Kids are taught to lie to their parents. Well, who should they trust? Well, the teachers. Okay, second part. What sort of adults engage in sexual conversation with little kids when they're not their parents? What sort of adults lurk in society and go to little kids and say to a boy, hey, have you ever been taught how to get a girl excited? Okay, this is another reason to oppose this legislation and go to informparentsofwashington.com. Jim Feuda with Crime Stoppers Global Solutions told me that this curricula is basically a dream for pedophiles and sex traffickers. That's another reason. Another reason is because by the time they get into high school, it's not just the perversion that starts, you know, in fourth grade, where the World Health Organization, who's pushing this, wants kids to be taught the pleasures of masturbation at the age of four. That's the World Health Organization pushing this. By the time they get into high school, kids are taught things like blood play. What does that mean? Having sex and playing around with blood. They're never taught that that could lead to infections. They're not told about the physical damage that can come from certain sexual activities. They're never taught about that. And they're sure as hell never told that sexual intimacy has advantages when it's kept special. They're never taught that. They're taught to be orgasm machines. Those are some reasons you must go to informparentsofwashington.com, find a place to sign this referendum. If you've already signed it, please get 10 more people to sign it. That's informparentsofwashington.com. Fresh round of Seattle Spirit next on the Todd Herman Show.